USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The COVID-19 death toll in the United States has now soared past 150,000 as cases continue to rise in many U.S. states. More than 4.4 million infections have been recorded in the nation since the start of the pandemic. Yesterday, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced that members will now have to wear masks when in the House unless they're speaking on the floor.
The Speaker has the authority to direct the Sergeant at Arms to remove a member from the floor as a matter of decorum. To reiterate, the Chair views the failure to wear a mask as a serious breach of decorum.
Her announcement came shortly after Republican Representative Louie Gohmert disclosed he's tested positive for COVID-19. The Republican has been critical of mask mandates since the pandemic began. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
More than a week of tributes to the late civil rights icon and Democratic Congressman John Lewis will culminate today with a funeral in Atlanta. Former President Barack Obama will be among those eulogizing Lewis, and former Presidents George W. Bush and Bill Clinton will also reportedly be there at the funeral that's to be held at the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church. The latest Federal Reserve policy meeting ending yesterday with no change in the central bank's benchmark interest rate, and Fed Chair Jerome Powell says given the pandemic, it's unlikely to be changed for some time.
We have held our policy rate near zero since mid-March and have stated that we will keep it there until we are confident that the economy has weathered recent events and is on track to achieve our maximum employment and price stability goals.
The storm that's become named Isaias has strengthened into a tropical storm off the Florida coast. It's expected to head northwest and threaten Florida this weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Many experts say be careful where you're getting your COVID-19 information. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
As the world races to find a vaccine and a treatment for COVID-19, there seems to be no antidote in sight for the outbreak of coronavirus conspiracy theories, hoaxes, and anti-mask myths. Officials say Russians are spreading fake news by social media. President Trump tweeted a doctor in a video that promoted hydroxychloroquine. Dr. Emmanuel said you don't need masks and you don't need people to be locked down. In actuality, federal regulators last month revoked their authorization of the drug as an emergency treatment amid growing evidence it doesn't work and has deadly side effects. Social media began removing the video from President Trump for violating policies on COVID-19 misinformation. Many of the claims in Emmanuel's video are widely disputed by medical experts. Other hoaxes say the virus isn't real, or that it's a bioweapon created by the U.S. One hoax claimed the new 5G towers were spreading the virus through microwaves.
And Dunkin' is putting its coffee into a couple of new flavors of cereal. It's teaming up with Post, and starting next month, people will be able to pick up mocha latte or caramel macchiato-flavored cereal at their local grocery store. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.